Every day I'm hustling.
April 16th, 2010. You're listening to the Gelfgari Podcast, Episode 1, with your hosts. Every day I'm
hustling. Every day I'm
hustling. Joe.
Jesse.
And Mike. Tonight's topics, we're going to talk about some movies, comics for the Gelfgari website, the Mike Report, and some Left 4 Dead videos that we've been cooking in the pot of everlasting, I don't know.
Yeah.
So our format for the podcast, where we figured we'd try the new formula, instead of just us sitting around and talking, we're going to be showing you, we play Left 4 Dead a lot, every night, usually every weekend, and we figured we'd show you guys, just us, right now we got Joe, Matt Gelfman, and Jesse playing through one of the custom campaigns on the original Left 4 Dead. We figured we could, you know, talk about the podcast while showing you guys the game.
Tell them map it is.
You tell them map it is.
Okay, fine. It's a Night Terror. It's a custom
it's
map.
It's a Night Terror. It's a custom map.
I don't know if you guys know it's a Night Terror.
It's this one. We're hitting you live from Night Terror.
Oh, guys, it's Night Terror.
This one.
The map.
It's changing things up. It's
this is No Mercy.
It's Night Terror.
Where's
this is a custom.
Points?
This is a custom map. Not in any games. It actually goes through several scary movies. I'm not sure for those of you who are scared easily to watch.
Yeah, but download L4D mods or.
You might want to download L4D mods. There's L4D maps.
Too,
boss is too good.
I don't like.
I don't know
mods.
What Jesse said.
They just updated the site, so it's actually.
They do have a. They have a spitter form.
All right, why don't you guys say what characters you are, so people at home know.
I'm Zoe.
That's the girl.
I'm Bill.
I'm Francis.
Throughout the night, me,
that
Gelfman.
Sounded like from Crash Development. I'm Judge, whatever.
My name's Judge. throughout the night, me, Gelfman, and Kelsey are going to be switching off. Or maybe, I don't know, everyone's going to be switching around.
I'm on Jesse's computer.
Alright, that's not happening.
You're not touching my computer.
I want to play on yours.
Yeah, you're not allowed.
Joe, why'd you alert the horde?
I love horde.
Nice job.
Hey, you know what's awesome about Left 4 Dead 1 right now?
What?
Melee spam.
Melee spam!
That's pretty sick.
Alright, so
there was no gauge in it, was there?
We saw.
I'm not sure if you guys want to. Yeah. I'm not sure we'll jump immediately into the movie review section.
Mike's our podcast master as of right now.
Right now, since I'm not playing. I'm not playing right now, so I could talk, because I have the best voice here. For radio.
My voice is better to
your ears. My voice is better to your ears. I am Mike Dieterborn. So we just also kick ass like 3 hours ago.
No, we caught the 3 o'clock showing. That was
4. Wait a minute.
3:45.
Don't give locations.
I didn't say locations.
Yeah, you did. You said Lowe's Cineplex on 16th Avenue. Wrong. So, Kick-Ass. I didn't think it was going to be that great. But
it was.
It was really good. I thought it was really good.
I still think the trailers look completely retarded.
Oh yeah, the trailers were awful.
And
yeah.
I was justified in thinking it was going to be retarded.
I found a secret quality.
Because the whole trailer was like, I'm invisible to girls. I'm a nerd. Nothing goes my way. And nothing does go away, but it's really funny. But it should have been called Kick Girl movie, I think, because she freaking kicked everyone.
I don't understand. Like, her character would just completely destroy the whole point of the movie.
She was awesome, yeah.
She was awesome, but it was like the whole point of the movie was like, I'm a normal person.
Well,
and, like, I can't do these amazing things.
Well, yeah,
but
then,
okay.
Then the movie would be boring as hell, though.
But there's also.
That was the point.
Getting his ass whipped.
We just looked up on YouTube Child Prodigies, and it turns out there are a bunch of Child Prodigies.
Yeah.
So maybe Kick Girl was a Child Prodigy.
I'm drowning!
But it really should have. Once you met her in the movie, it just became her movie. Should have been called Hit Girl.
I totally thought I wasn't gonna like it. Like, I read the comic beforehand. I was like, how the hell are they gonna do be able to do this in a movie? Like, have this little girl act this way? But no, she.
What the hell?
Yeah.
God damn it.
Yeah, they found the perfect girl for Hit Girl. Luckily, because if they didn't, that would have sucked.
I think any girl could have
been Hit Girl.
No. I'd actually like to tell a story about how
I could have been a really good Hit Girl.
Yeah, you're 20 million times your age.
I agree with Joe.
I definitely could have been a great Hit Girl.
Joe says all those words normally.
I was fast as a Hit Girl until I realized that the part wasn't about hitting girls. So they fired me. Needless to say.
I'd like to tell a story about how I saw it previous to
No
this
one wants
viewing.
To hear the story.
Fine, I won't tell it.
Wait, no, tell it.
Okay.
No one wants to hear it.
I don't want to hear it.
Well,
quick shoot, Bill.
Next topic, Mike's beard.
No, I,
I shaved.
Yeah, so I got to see it before everyone else. I saw it, like, a couple weeks ago, thanks to a viewing at my school.
You should all make fart
noises. Actually, I got to meet Mark Millar afterwards. Millar, not Miller.
Tell him who that is, because not...
Yeah, no one who's that?
Yeah, they're not all freaks like you.
No one knows who
he wrote
Mark
the comic book.
Okay, see, why didn't you just say that?
Because I like to be fancy. Shut up.
Is this last name really Millar?
Yeah, it's M-I-L-L-A-R, but, like, people call him Millar.
Yeah, I'm going to call him Miller.
But then you think Frank Miller.
I don't care.
Who's Frank Miller?
No one calls me Deidre R. And they deserve it.
Shut up.
You're not helping your case here,
no, yeah, he actually talked about, like, there was a Q&A after the movie I saw, the screening, and he talked about how casting Hit Girl, how he's...
Oh, oh, that's a boomer.
God damn it, Galvin. Stop being boomer.
That's exactly what happened last time.
He, he was talking about casting Hit Girl, and how, like, he pretty much had to watch, like...
You're so smart.
To help cast it, he watched a bunch of audition tapes of just little girls. He's like, hey.
Jesse's Heroes, people who watch Little Girls.
Well, yeah, that's
the
problem.
On the Gale Barry podcast.
He was talking about how, like, he's like, yeah, and I was on a plane and just watching talking about how I was looking at videos of little girls.
That's and creepy. I guess you have to, though.
Yeah, well, and, J.R.
How do you think the director for Cheaper by the Dozen felt?
No one cares, because that movie sucked.
Yeah, they made the sequel.
It was a fun family movie.
Cheaper by the Dozen, that had 12 kids. You had to watch 12 kids.
You don't know where you're going.
Where are you guys going?
Oh, fuck. I'm coming,
John. Oh, this is a very confusing map.
For those of you who don't know, every special infected attacks Joe, because he's the girl. So never play the girl in Left 4 Dead unless you want to get attacked.
Guys, wait.
Or never play the girl in real life.
Slowing down.
Let's go get Gelfman.
Yeah. God damn it.
What was your story? You were telling the story?
Yeah, I was telling the story how I got to go to a cool screening.
Yeah, but that's because you go to the city. Because
you got to see Franz Miller.
Yeah, you got to see Frank.
Franz Miller.
So he got to see 300 a little earlier than everyone else. He got to see Frank Miller's masterpiece.
300 and one.
Yeah. No, it was just 300 again, but so Kick-Ass was the main Spartan.
I want someone to remix it to be 300, like 300 Dalmatians, but like all the Dalmatians are stuck soldiers.
That would be funny.
I would watch it. No, because they're all going to talk and be voiced by, like...
Oh,
is the panic event?
I just thought of a good segue. Speaking of Spartans, you saw Clash of the Titans, right?
Oh, yes.
Joe?
Yes, I did. What?
Yeah, I'm going to announce my segues every time.
I think we should talk about our gripes right now with...
What a roof!
Our grips? Our gripes, you mean?
That's what I said.
Isn't gripes Australian for sure?
What move? With what?
Oh no, those are...
With, I don't know what I'm talking about. Kick-Ass, and Joe didn't like the jetpack, even though the jetpack
Jetpack was awesome!
Should we say that there's...
Okay,
that's a huge spoiler.
Bleep that
please. Oh, wow! Yes, okay. Edit that out,
the
Joe.
Jetpack. Yeah. The Jeff. Okay. Well,
alright, spoiler.
Okay,
guys.
Yeah. When,
We're giving a movie review, you're gonna give like spoilers.
When Bill dies, that means the spoilers are over.
No, man. So. Follow the safe house sign.
Yeah, Joe, right there, just edit
okay.
Spoiler.
Yeah, there's a fucking jetpack. Oh, no, oh God.
They'll know that's the thing.
No, yeah,
great.
Yeah.
Oh, they wouldn't know, now they know.
It's so obvious.
Is there no tank?
There's no jetpack throughout the movie.
Oh, you got lucky there. Oh,
okay. Are we switching off every level?
No.
That would make sense, I would assume.
All right.
So can we talk about the jetpack now?
We've lapsed! Wait! We have this... Okay. Voting zone! Stop talking!
Okay, so there's a...
Nope, stop talking.
Yeah. Loading zone.
Is this still recording?
Yeah.
Yeah, we
just... Oh, do you want me to stop it when we was
recording? Yeah. I don't mind not playing.
What?
We're rolling.
Don't start yet.
Don't stop.
I don't mind not playing. I
don't
mind
not
playing.
Okay.
Start.
Go.
And we're back.
So can I plug a specific brand of jelly beans?
No.
So yeah, so the fucking...
We're sponsored by,
Wait, it's going really slow. Oh, okay.
Alright, so what level is it? This is the Haunted Mansion level, which is sick. Yeah,
awesome. No, but okay. The freaking jetpack. Because, like, I thought the whole movie had, like, this whole point, like, I'm, you know, there's just a normal guy, I can't do anything, but, you know, I can still make a difference, even though I got my ass kicked. It's like, oh, that's cool. It's like, oh, look, a fucking jetpack. With Gatling guns.
I think
that totally destroys the entire point of the movie.
But he's still a normal guy. They just bought a jetpack.
No, but it's like, I don't know. It's just like, he never killed anyone. He never did anything.
No, yeah, Kick-Ass sucked at that one movie.
No, but
that
was the entire point. And then it's just like, oh, look, he's just mowing people down like he's done this shit his whole life. It's like, what the fuck's the point?
Because the rest of the movie. He caught. Oh,
holy.
Oh,
this is.
Wow, you guys.
This is not going to end well.
You can't open that door.
Oh, this is not looking good here.
Oh, that's the entrance to the ride.
Goodbye. My face.
You guys stink.
Oh, wait. Wait. Kelsey, you give Molly.
I do?
Yeah, light it.
Not anymore.
Ruby, move. Wait. Where
yeah,
is it?
Any second now.
Okay, where is it?
On Lewis.
Okay. But you went into it, Joe, you went into it thinking it was going to suck.
Yeah, I thought, no, but like, no, I liked it. Like, it wasn't, Kelsey,
no, no, I mean, that's the thing.
I don't know.
You walked right by it.
Where
no,
is
that was
it?
Me.
Help me.
There's so many different rooms. Where the hell
you're,
is it?
You're him? Trying to get us killed.
She's licking
you. Kelsey, come back here.
For those of you, for those of you at home right now, Kelsey's a girl, Joe. So that's Joe. Why.
Yeah, come back.
Come back where?
To where we are. I'm dead.
There's
you
like a freaking circular room.
My rant.
Oh, God, I found it.
Damn it. I almost had that.
Is it dead?
Almost.
No.
Oh my god.
I ran ahead.
Killed us all.
No.
Thanks,
no.
Kelsey.
Right now, Kelsey is playing for Bill.
Hey, hey. Anyone else ever know the rule of how girls don't play video games?
This is why.
This is why.
And we just
this
lost
is why.
All of our fans.
Okay. There was like a freaking circular room with five doors. Five doors.
Because apparently the blue outlines aren't like descriptive enough.
Guys, come on. Let's talk about something interesting.
Yeah.
CBS jelly beans.
So we're sponsored
hey,
by. We're sponsored by what brand?
I did. Fuck you.
We are sponsored by CBS jelly beans.
I will shoot you so dead.
Anyone who listens to this podcast gets free jelly bean.
Don't
you just
got
to
buy
that. Back on topic here. Back on topic.
Yeah, jokes.
Yeah, you were the topic until you got attacked by a tank.
Well, because Kelsey could freaking pay attention.
Yeah, but she gets the handicap because she's a girl.
Oh, I have to get ammo, people. Sorry. I have to go get makeup.
Oh my god, I hope you get tanked.
Good. I like
it.
Okay, so, yes.
You would.
I'm not going the right way.
Oh, there's a tank.
Oh, there's a tank. Kelsey, where are you?
Oh, well, I do have a Molly, but I don't think I'm going to give it to you.
Oh, boy.
I will shoot
it, please.
All right, so basically...
Turn toward the tank.
Kelsey!
Did you light everyone?
I'm on fire.
Yeah.
This is awesome.
Including myself.
Where's Jerry when you need
him? Did I get through the fire? No, that was a terrible idea.
Okay, so basically, Joe thought it was really pretty good up until the ending, right?
I'm safe.
I thought it was great. Gelfman, what'd you think of it?
I
said Gelfman.
I loved it!
Did you really?
For the most part.
You didn't think it was... You thought it was just a great movie.
I give.
I think you have to come to terms with the fact that it just goes completely insane.
But it was a totally normal movie with a plot.
No, exactly. I think it built up to that. But like with Hit Girl, the way
but Hit Girl was just retarded.
No, the way she elevated though, like throughout the story,
what do you mean she elevated? The first scene, she's just shooting shit.
The transition,
she's just stabbing everything.
See, that shows you that you have to like have a little bit of disbelief in when while watching this movie because there is a 10-year-old or 11-year-old girl who hey, wow, I'm alive. Who can do all these things, so it's like, okay, it's not so random, but still, I'm not gonna lie, it's incredibly
it was,
really,
it was
it's
really
random.
What, I mean, two minutes of the movie?
No, no, but that's not just a jetpack, I'm talking about Hit Girl. Hit Girl, I thought it was...
Hit Girl was my favorite part of that movie.
Yeah, she was the best part of the movie.
Yeah, she stole it. Her name
was
Nicolas Cage.
Stupid.
She stole every scene she was in.
She was good.
She was
not good.
Joe, you just don't like the idea of
Joe just doesn't like
good at anything
because
you're racist.
Joe knows if he
racist?
Went up
against
Hit
Girl was played by Taylor Swift, right?
Yeah. God damn it.
Who we all met. Well, not really, but we all seen without a TV in front of us.
I'm starting to get
the feeling that... Go ahead and dance with a fake Taylor Swift.
Oh, yeah, that was fun.
Wait, but
anyone could be a fake Taylor Swift. I could be a fake Taylor Swift.
God damn, don't take my med pack.
You could have danced with me.
I already had it from before. I can't get it.
In fact, why don't you
guys
dance with me?
I have a gun
we're
now
not dancing.
And a mom.
Why? What if I'm a fake Taylor Swift?
Does
that make you sadder?
Yeah, you should go for it. Maybe it'll fit you.
I don't see how you guys can think that Hiko was like totally acceptable.
Oh, she wasn't at all means, but she was...
But without a movie,
it was
boring.
A normal movie, and just like, oh, because she was trained by a cop, okay.
A super
cop. Was Nicolas Cage.
She, like,
okay, Nicolas Cage.
Shut the fuck up, movie.
She liked you have to bleep that.
So yeah, so it gets bonus points. Just
where's the tank?
Cage,
she liked she liked Hot Fudge Sundays, and everyone knows if you like Hot Fudge Sundays.
I don't know. I didn't like just a 12-year-old girl like I'm cursing. Get it? That's the joke. I'm a little girl, but I'm cursing.
Yeah,
I thought they
would have
already used that a little bit, but
I'm a bad.
It didn't. To be honest, I didn't think of that at all. Like it didn't bother me. Like I don't know. It felt like it worked with the character. It wasn't so like it wasn't.
Yeah.
Out of nowhere, it's like, oh, I get it.
I think
personally didn't like the giant cop one.
I thought that was so funny.
I know, I thought she was trying way, like, they were trying way too hard.
It sounded a little too fake, like, the lyric. But I mean, she's a little girl.
Like, her saying that to him, I thought it was really funny, because he's just like, because he, oh, which?
He booed, yeah,
Wait, what's the giant
cockroach? It's like the bat signal.
How do I get in contact with you?
Just call the governor, and, you know, they shine a big spotlight in the shape of a giant cockroach.
Spoiler.
It felt so forced.
Yeah, it was a little forced.
It definitely was.
But it's like, hey, look, this girl curses.
Yeah, they did that a little too much.
I didn't think that cop is bad. I think when she's just going like, I want a fucking gun. I like switchblades, right? Because I'm a little girl, so you know, it's not what I'm going to like. It's like,
but little girls,
it just seems
like
really weird.
You look at a picture of Jesse right now. It was a girl. Everyone laughed.
Come on, guys. It's not fuck up. Let's not make everyone hate us.
Yeah. Yeah, there was some clashing going on in that movie.
Speaking of clashing. Is that what you said it?
Yeah.
I'm not going to use that segue. Keep talking about Kick-Ass. That's gay. Okay, so everyone, final opinions of Kick-Ass. Joe first.
It was an okay movie, but it had some big flaws.
Mac Elfman.
Jetpack!
Kelsey.
What?
Jesse.
Jesse! Oh, I loved it personally.
I thought it was fantastic. Give that movie a pancake and syrup on me. 5 out of 5.
I did not love the comic books.
You would never shut up about them.
No, yeah, I did. There are so many flaws in that comic book.
Oh yeah, you're on the ride.
There were so many flaws in the comic book and like the overall writing of it. Like I didn't like the ending to the comic book, but I love the ending to the movie.
Yeah, no, a big thing is that the endings were different. Yeah, no, the comic ending is so depressing.
It was so sad.
Yeah. Just, it's terrible. But the movie makes it a lot better.
Oh, yeah. I'm something.
Yeah, I think this is one of the few cases where the movie, I think, beat the comic book.
Every change the movie made, I liked for the better.
Yeah, it beat the
like that
literature.
Other cop guy.
Is
was
comic
cool.
book considered literature? I don't know.
Yeah.
It's considered a piece of
it's a piece of something.
Yeah, it's something.
I don't have one.
I got it.
As the famous Indiana Jones once said, you're something.
Did he say that?
Yeah, he said that to Marianne. Not Marion. Yeah, Marion.
Do we still get to ride?
Oh, God.
And she's like, yeah, you still know how to show a girl a good time, Jones. And he's like, yeah, you're something. And he says, I'm more than something until I get my goddamn money back. I'm your partner.
What are you talking about?
I'm quoting the first Indiana Jones.
Next topic.
Yeah.
Speaking of Indiana Jones, Jesse saw Clash of the Titans this weekend.
Yeah, the movie sucked. I saw that 2D.
I don't think anyone's expecting it to be good, though.
I really wanted it
to be freaking awesome.
I expected it to at least be fun.
Me too.
It just was boring.
Was he a good Zeus at least? Was Liam Neeson a good Zeus?
Not really. He was there for like 10 minutes.
Wait, really? I thought that.
He was in it for 10 minutes. He didn't have time. And his costume looked retarded.
The shiny armor. Was it constantly shiny?
Really cool.
Yeah.
That part was cool, but it didn't fit with the movie. Like, it felt like... It seriously felt like they took the trailer and built it, and like, now how do we turn this into a movie?
Yeah, because the trailer.
That's how it felt.
It felt like God of War the movie. Like, it was so cool, and then every review said it was crappy. I
wanted to at least enjoy it. I worked out, I don't know, I didn't really like it.
Did you see it for free?
No, I saw it for like $6, though.
That's for some reason, I'm like stuck, and the ride won't let me get past it.
That was a good line in the movie, I like that one.
Oh, there's a witch right there.
Hunter.
No, it's not.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
No, it's just...
There's
just a cherry.
Oh. No, it's me. Hi, me. Oh, I can't
meet the real me.
Hello, me. That's the AC/DC song for all you AC/DC fans out there. Back in Black, check it out in stores this summer. So, Clash of Titans, you give that...
Watch it on record.
A donut out of 5.
A donut!
Don't give the director a donut.
I give it...
Nope, that's it. Just gives it a donut. Next topic.
1 out of 5 Krakens.
Where?
Whoa. Okay. Even the Krakens.
The Krakens still pretty big.
Krakens was boring. Like, it was not as cool. And the Pegasus came out of nowhere in that movie. It's like, hey, look, I found a sword. Oh, cool, magic sword. Gods are giving it to you. Oh, I don't want their pity gifts.
Whoa,
hey, look, flying horses. Oh, gods must be giving me... Oh, time.
Did you run forward or backwards?
Wow, it sounds like it sucks.
You can all die.
Yeah, no, don't... watch it if it's on TV.
I'm running backwards.
So, I guess we can talk about... We haven't really seen new videos in a while, except for Portal 2 Bug.
Yeah, well, we don't count that as a video.
Yeah, which we apologize like for anyone who doesn't...
That was more video. Like when you throw up a little in the back of your mouth, but when you accidentally open your mouth and let it out. So you essentially legitimately throw up, and that's a Portal Yeah. Two bug.
We were contemplating taking it down, but we figured.
No, well, we do have Friends of the Future that we just put out.
Is it live?
We
out?
Put it out?
Yeah.
Why?
Do you not want it out?
No. I think it was funny, but.
Joe?
What?
Is it alive?
Any comments?
I don't know.
Yeah, I guess it's not that bad.
Listen to the music.
So you go for
but I don't know. I just don't. I feel like that video is going to get not a lot of hits.
Fine. I'll believe
what I'm saying here.
No, keep it out now. Fine, let's talk about Friends of the Future.
You filmed it at night.
Yeah, we filmed it. We had
the same night as Portal.
We had a good idea, or at least Jesse and Gelflin wanted to.
Okay, this is my official view of Friends of the Future. I thought this out a long time. All I gotta say is SILENCE! That's all I got.
I still, there are definitely
that's
funny
all the
parts.
Video has too.
There are definitely funny parts to Friends of the Future.
And on that note, everyone shut up because it's a loading zone.
Loading
Come
zone!
Come on, Joe! I'm so close.
Hey,
just shoot
everyone.
How about no?
Joe
You're
Quartz.
So gay.
Ooh. That's soulful sounds. Oh, Joe's too gay.
I should probably put up a black thing, actually. We might be able to do it.
A black thing? Why can't it be a white thing?
Well, maybe because I'm racist against white people.
Just make it blue so you're only racist against Skeeter and all of the Smurfs.
I'll just put up random pictures.
I don't like avatars.
Avatars.
I don't like avatars.
No, yeah, his the Red Letter Media's avatar review is really good. He like explains how they create the perfect creature that everyone will love.
Oh yeah,
with
Red
the avatars.
Letter Media is awesome. You guys should.
Yeah, if anyone hasn't checked out the 90-minute Phantom Menace review or Attack of the Clones review, please do.
Speaking of Avatar, I do want to say something. Has anyone seen the trailers for the DVD release?
Oh yeah, no, I read your Facebook post about that.
Yeah, there is nothing on that DVD. There's no menu.
Oh,
it's just
so
the movie.
Cool.
Yeah, didn't they do that with Dark Knight too?
There was a kind of, but they talked about it. Like it was the same day as the special edition.
Oh really?
The regular actually they're calling it special edition, but it should be the normal DVD.
That is so
comes
stupid.
Out in November.
There's not even a menu, so you pop the disc in and the movie plays.
Yeah, it's a VHS, but good looking.
That's really stupid. And that's on Blu-ray, too?
Yeah, it's on Blu-ray.
No special features?
Yeah, they're milking...
That's so terrible.
They're milking
it's just...
I mean, how many people watch the special features?
No, it's not that... But that they're not
it's
announcing...
It's bang for your
they're,
buck.
They're advertising it as Avatar on Blu-ray and DVD, and it's just like they're... It's like... And they... I don't know. The fact that they are releasing a real version, that they're rushing it just while still fresh people's minds...
Yeah,
it's nothing more than a cash grab.
Everyone should
and
die.
That, that's what I hate about it.
No one should.
But it's still, it's like, I mean, I don't think it's that detrimental. Like, if I bought it and I didn't know that, and like I just watched it, like I wouldn't care.
I don't know. I'd be upset.
Pissed when the new version comes out in November.
I don't know. I mean, I mean, for you, I understand because like you care about all that stuff. But for like most people, it's just like, oh, I just want to see the movie.
I mean, it's not like they're lying. They, you know, you could say they're justified.
Yeah, well, they're not lying. But
yeah. No.
It's still like, what movie has ever done that where there's not a menu?
I just think that's so cheap. It's like, oh, that's where this is from. Yeah. Should we stop
I knew this looked familiar.
I don't know. I love
it.
Salt and Four.
Yeah, no, I never buy movies on DVD anyway. For me to buy a movie on DVD, that's be really good.
I'll totally buy Avatar, but with special features. Because that's all I want to see that more than I want to see the actual movie.
Yeah,
I really want to see all the special features.
See, I don't know, it might just be them in front of a green screen going, is it?
No, if they release on the I want a 5-disc collection, I want a copy of the movie that is all, that's no special effects edits, all the green screen
stuff.
That'd
be so boring.
Why would you want to watch that?
No one else, like, that's something I would want to watch.
But what would you watch?
No, because it's just something cool to see. They did it with Kravis Smoker.
What's cool to see about it?
No, like, they did that with the special edition of Sin City.
Really?
Yeah, there's a special edition of the city where you can watch it without the effects, but it's like sped up like times 80, I think.
Yeah, is Sin City good? I never saw
that. Oh, Sin City
just turns out a tank.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
My
body hurts.
Can they control that when a tank gets on
board? Okay, somehow segwaying away from that. But yeah, we
look at this.
Hopefully some new videos. Should we tell them
look
about the potential sequel to the video we have out?
Oh yeah,
right now?
Totally.
We should? Alright, well for those
don't
of you...
I don't know what's going on,
yeah, for those of you who've seen our Left 4 Dead video, a lot of people have asked for a sequel, and maybe you'll get one.
Oh, hopefully. Assuming that we don't become horribly lazy, Joe actually wrote it.
I'm a writer!
Someone
and it looks like someone's gonna get a...
Promotion!
I said it already.
Wow.
Can you edit that into the podcast? Just have a promotion spam?
Wait, can we just all give ourselves promotion?
Yeah, right can now? You just do that?
Okay. Yeah, who wants a promotion?
I want one.
I want a promotion!
Just spam
no,
promotion.
Wait, no, no, you know, guys.
How did I die?
Guys, oh, can we do that?
Wait, guys, I don't really want a promotion, though. I want the promotion!
I want an octagon.
There's a difference.
Okay, well...
Oh, that's our theme song for next week.
I only make 90 pingas a year. So...
90?
Yeah, 90 pingas a year. And I really think that promotion will help me out.
Oh, yeah.
I got a family to feed.
I'm adding a new segment, GoFerry YouTube video of the week, or suggestion. Go watch Bloomin' Octagon with Jack Black. It's the greatest song you'll ever hear.
That's what it's called.
Yeah, Bloomin' Octagon.
I totally wish we had a Bloomin' onion right now.
Yeah, it reminds me of that.
I
felt
so sick.
I think it was. I like the sauce.
The sauce.
It's all about the sauce.
If you're, yeah, it's all about the sauce.
It's just one part. No one's gonna want to watch us keep
talking. We're so close.
Yeah, I don't trust you, Kelsey.
You're switching it to easy. You guys are little babies.
Well, right now I'm dead, so I don't really care.
Oh yeah, so
he's dead.
How do I die?
You jumped off the edge.
What? That's happening!
Yeah!
Wow!
You just, you were so excited for the new Go Ferret video, you just jumped off the edge.
Jesse found a way.
Alright, bring it.
Yeah, so I wrote the first Left 4 Dead 2 video, so if you guys don't like it, you can all make fun of me.
Yeah. Or, cool.
No, just make fun of Jesse, because it's probably Jesse's fault.
No,
Jesse does everything. It's definitely Jesse's fault.
That's cool.
Now that I think about it.
Well, no one blamed me. I'm the freaking oldest actor here, and if I don't look like an old man, you're blind. You're an idiot. You're a blind idiot. If I don't look like Bill T.
Were you
a
smoker?
I was
going to
say right now.
Well, I
want to
get off you. Oh, there you go. You're free.
Wow,
that was really funny.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to call everyone an idiot. I was blinded by my fury and rage.
You were blinded by rage, Mike?
I was blinded with rage for a second.
You're
not an idiot.
Just shoot it.
Oh.
I call myself an idiot, but I don't like lying on camera, so.
So, yeah, Left 4 Dead 2 video. I'm personally really excited.
I'm not.
Oh, yeah,
Gelfin,
I didn't actually talk about that. What do you think? Did you read it?
Yeah, I did, actually. I wrote the script for it.
Yeah, he put in the script on it.
Yeah,
because Joe said the story.
I didn't remember.
It was fan fiction. Really.
Yeah.
Joe's being
a
fan fiction.
There was a lot of kissing.
Yeah,
well, I just really wanted. Kissy face. I really just wanted to kiss Mike. I mean,
well,
truth be told, that's a perfect one.
So
yeah,
cool.
I'm going to be working on the Josh prosthetics. I just said this jockey.
Ooh. Well, we can't do that video anymore. Thanks, Mike Gelfman.
No!
So now, you guys are going to get another. Everyone hates
so
Mike Gelfman.
I didn't mean jockey, I meant horse.
Oh, wait.
No, as in an actual physical jockey.
Oh, can we do a horse skit? Whereas let's just go up to horses and say,
yeah,
you love them.
Yeah. What?
Oh, Ellis, we should do that in the video. We should have Ellis go up to a horse.
Kelsey, no, run back!
There's
you fool!
There's a horde!
Run. I really wish. Why hasn't someone made a map yet where the horse is the escape vehicle?
Oh, that'd be so awesome.
And you ride to the sunset like Indiana Jones.
And only Ellis can get on it.
Yeah, only Ellis can survive.
I love horses. I've seen that the whole time.
And, like, no matter what, everyone else has to die. Like, it's like. Put into the code that everyone else dies except for Ellis.
His body lays across all four horses as he travels.
I need a new gun.
That'd be awesome.
I'm behind you.
I know.
Oh yeah, but
I
don't know. I think I'm gonna try working on the a red door that you find in the safe room door. I'm not gonna try. Yeah, I think I'm trying
to
work
on
the
safe room door. How'd
you say red
to,
door?
Like,
I don't know. I was trying to like I don't know where I was going with that
red
one.
Rum.
That's like talking about portal and saying like some kind of gun! And portal! That means kind of portal!
Well, see, if you said some sort of gun, I could
that
think...
That may or may not be the
I
portal
would think
gun!
Half-Life...
Yeah. Aquaman!
Black and white.
We should go into the Left 4 Dead video and edit the new ending leading up to the sequel.
Yeah.
Like, like Kelsey just gets dragged away.
Oh, wow. Oh, yeah, yeah,
no
Joe, do you want to help me tomorrow do that?
Do what? Why
can we re-edit the Left 4 Dead 1 video to say starring Bill H. Sean Connery?
Yeah, no, I think it'd be really funny if at the end it just freezes and goes, starring Billy Sean Connery. Because everyone thinks I'm supposed to be an old man.
Yeah, I don't know why you would not do the
We can't
why
get
is
old
there
man.
So many
I don't know why we made him Bill. We should have just made him Francis.
Yeah, we should have. Well, like, yeah, why didn't we go with Bill?
Because
we could have easily went with Francis.
Because we saw the hat.
Oh, did we?
I don't know, but we had to pay $30 for that.
Our
hat.
Thought process is terrible. Yeah. So.
And by the way,
I don't know, like, could you have pulled off Francis? You're such a nice guy. I can't
yeah,
see you beating up Francis.
I could be mean.
No! Oh, man, that would have been
a little.
That would have been a cool ending. I hate witches. Wow, that would have been a lot cooler.
Do we had seen.
Oh, good freaking job, Jesse.
Wow.
It's not my fault. Who wrote it?
Jesse.
Who wrote it?
Jesse.
I did.
Coming out
of the You did.
I didn't do it.
Yeah, who did write that?
I actually did before we went to shoot it.
Yeah, before. I think we all was like, this should happen. And then you're like, yeah, this should happen. We all kind of wrote that together, really. That was a real
cool idea. I didn't write it.
Except for Mike.
I never write it.
Lewis did it.
I always do improv, Mike.
Oh, you're back, Jesse.
Oh boy.
All the things you laugh at, you can thank me for that. Jesse and Matt Gelman. Because I make fun.
Anything Mike says that's funny, we didn't write it. He changed it.
No, everyone likes the That Was My Mom one. And
oh, yeah, I wrote that. I didn't do it.
I could pretend to write it. Or I'm going to guess I would have said it anyway.
Thanks.
So, Jesse gets very little credit. Oh, should we? What?
That would have been cool. I don't know why we did those friends. So.
No, because we're stupid.
Because Mike can do the voice. That's why we did
it. I thought.
Oh yeah, that's right. That's right. Because he kept saying.
Yeah. That was an April Fool's joke.
Because Mike wouldn't stop saying.
It was all building up into this amazing April Fool's prank.
And then you just like. I'm Sean Connery now, for guys. Look at how Sean Connery.
This is so cool.
I love. Aren't those steps
like
awesome?
Die
yes.
If you fall.
You fall so easily.
Oh, there's a tag, guys.
Just keep running.
Kelsey, what'd you do?
How do you alert the horde?
What did you do?
He got Kelsey too. He's gonna get everyone.
Oh, God.
Someone's
up.
Gerald, run away.
See, I put it on normal so this shit wouldn't happen.
We all fell on
this one. It doesn't matter what difficulty you are.
Oh, I think he fell off, though. Maybe I can make it.
This is
not looking good yet. Okay, come on, Liz. Come on, buddy. Come on, like it. Oh shit. Maybe.
Go.
Okay.
No, fuck.
Lewis,
you shit.
Lewis.
He's helping me up though.
Oh,
I'm dying.
There's like five smokers in this one part.
Oh, that was almost close to working.
Oh, you guys suck. Okay,
wait, where is this supposed to be?
In a little kid's room. See, the movie poster always highlights what you're going to be playing. It's something I like to call art. I know you've never seen it before.
Okay,
we'll
get this. Switching it up here, guys.
This is a baby crying.
Switching it up. What else you got?
Left it, we were talking about Left 4 Dead 2 video. So, do you want to help me start making the door tomorrow?
Check the
audio. Yeah.
When's their door?
Save the door.
When does that happen?
I don't know. I thought it would be really cool to have it, though.
Joe, you and I are going to hold hands tomorrow.
Yeah, I want to make it.
You and I are going to hold hands tomorrow. I don't
want to. Why would you do that?
Boomer.
Okay. I just want to say I'm the hunter, and the one guy in the lost video, because I think everyone knows who I am.
You don't care who you are.
Because everyone knows who you guys are.
I don't know.
I'm just kind of like, hey, I'm that guy.
I'm Dan from.
Oh no, I'm that guy. That's why, because I'm just that one guy.
Oh yeah, maybe we should have said who we played.
Oh yeah, I'm Dan.
Because I doubt anyone knows us by name.
I'm Night Owl.
Except maybe a few dedicated fans. Probably if you're listening to this, you're a dedicated fan, I would guess. Or
if you're still listening to this right now, I will give you a blowjob if you put my house.
That's not sweetening the deal for anyone. Except maybe yourself.
Oh, we got this. It's on normal.
Oh,
it's on normal?
Yeah, we can do it.
Why'd you change it?
Because we're getting our asses kicked. Other people like watch this time. What?
But I guess
Jesse. I may or may not have just shot that bucket.
You
fool!
Next time, go down there yourself.
What?
Who are you? We're saying our characters.
I'm Michael.
We are so famous. He was Dr. Manhattan.
Wait, what?
In Watchmen. That's weird.
And he was Edward in one of the videos, and I was Edward in the other.
He's a porn star.
And I was Edward in the video. It's not gonna happen.
Aw, damn.
Hey, that wasn't me.
Oh, good cover up.
Yeah,
you got fooled now. You guys still can't.
I'm curious. Who wrote that?
For what?
Who do you think?
Yeah, the one where Matt Gelfman did stripping his pants off.
Matt Gelfman.
Did you write that?
No, Matt.
Wait, I can just imagine you writing and then I take off my shirt and there's flowers everywhere.
It's gonna be
we sent me the pillow.
Oh yeah, the pillow. We had to cut open a pillow. That was
yeah. We poured it all over Jesse's sister's bed.
Yeah, she didn't. She didn't.
No, she was fine. No, wasn't she home with it?
Oh yeah, my mom didn't like that.
Oh yeah.
No, wait, no, that
was cool. I have one helmet. Awesome.
But yeah, Gelfin sent me that, and I was, it was like, I was like, oh, I take my shirt off. He's like, no, I'm playing NBA this time.
What?
Yeah. I was like, oh.
I did.
And then he requested, we got a little insight into Gelfman's head because he requested I take my shirt off too.
Oh, yeah. And that was pretty funny. That one might have been my idea. No, that was my idea. That the shirt ripped off.
Okay, so we get into Jesse's little mental frame then.
I told him
I take my shirt off.
No, so we now know that I love myself and Jesse loves Mike.
You wanted the, but yet Jesse sews a puppet of my.
What are you doing, Kelsey?
That was cool.
You fool! That puppet is the scariest thing I've ever seen. We gotta post that up for people to be scared at.
It's gonna be on my Tumblr.
Oh, yeah. What is Tumblr?
It's a blog.
I'm new to the internet, anyone. So if you got any good websites, you got anything good for me to Google, just PM me, MorioGuy55@blogspace.net.
I don't think that's real.
Just if you, you know, reach out.
This is not working.
Oh, yeah, we should tell them the forms are up, too.
I got
it. We have, like, three posters on there.
If someone posts on there, we'll...
Yeah, if someone posts on there, we'll give you...
Okay, wait, no, I have a cool thing. If you post on our forms, we'll give you a special title.
Why did you say
that? First 10 people.
Yeah, first 10 people got a special title.
No, pretty much everyone.
People should get the title of Zach Bliss. Like, that should just be their fan status.
Wait, Jesse, what's
the thing? Zach Bliss is, like, the best.
Exactly, yeah. If you've ever heard of Partially Insane Films, they're really cool.
Oh, that's true.
And they like us a lot, and we like them a lot.
I like Zach Bliss.
Yeah, Zach Bliss. Check him out. He likes Rush.
Partially Insane. Wait, I want to talk about Zach Bliss.
Okay.
He subscribed to me on YouTube, so you're merely my best friend. Yeah. But also my greatest enemy, because you make videos yourself.
You don't want to be Joe's friend, because he promises you blowjobs, but that's...
I'll do it.
Don't take him off
on that. Oh, you know, yeah, I like Zach Bliss, that's
all.
Yeah,
so, if you sign up on the Gelfberry forums, the first 10 members get a cool little thing. So we gotta change the people who already are signed up. We'll think of the names later. They're probably going to be stupid. You probably won't even want them. But also, our blog's back in full force. I don't know. Can I run the blog? I think I'll be the best.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to run the blog. Oh, speaking of...
Okay. There's Gelfberry decision making.
So I'm going to run that. And also, I'm going to be putting out the Gelfberry comic. Which is gonna be a weekly thing or like a bi-weekly?
Bi-weekly with the podcast, I guess. Or are we gonna do a podcast bi-weekly?
Well, podcast, no, that's bi-weekly. You're only here at the weekend, Jesse.
So
that means we'd have to do it today and tomorrow.
I think Jesse means every other week.
Yeah, wait, what I said?
Oh, said bi-weekly.
Yeah, it means twice a week.
Twice a week.
Wait, what's
no,
what's
I mean,
you mean every other week?
I mean, yeah, I'm bisexual, guys. I'm trying to tell you.
I'm bi.
I learned how to do it at school.
That's cool.
Okay,
let's
turn off
pizza. Oh yeah, Jesse goes to SBA.
All
these phone
books
out there. Oh yeah, but twice a month, I guess.
Okay, I see Lewis.
Yeah, I think we could do it every week. Because we've been left for dead every
week.
And I can push out. I already have...
Oh shit!
Shoot the wish.
Kelsey, kill it!
Good
job. Or you can just, you know, friggin'...
I killed it. I'm
forever. Where are you?
Friggin' whore.
All you would do is play with your tits and look at your ass all day.
Gelfberry.blog.
Got blogspace.face.
Oh yeah, so the official Gelfberry is pretty soon.
Written by Joe.
Gelfberry.
It just sounds like a Tarnak Gelfman saying Gelfberry.
Okay, let's kill these.
I'm freaking killed by the sound.
Oh yeah, so expect the podcast every week unless we're terribly lazy. Oh, nice, Jesse. Oh, wait, never mind.
I'm shooting.
Look at how alive I am.
Expect the podcast weekly audio and video versions unless if you don't feel like watching the video, which is probably...
Is everyone dying over there? What is going on?
Refusing to pick up.
What did
Jesse?
You do? He runs past me to pick up Kelsey.
And,
God damn it!
Expect the comic.
That was me. I just ran.
Also, I guess.
The comic. Is anyone even? Did we talk about the comic?
I was getting.
Someone help the flaming hunter on. What?
Hey, I'm saying.
Okay.
Okay. So.
Oh wait, you just said
expect
the
podcast. Yeah, and expect the comic weekly.
Oh,
also, should I do the comic weekly or like two times? I could probably do weekly or two times a week. Because I already have like 20 written.
We should get back on course here. We kind of got off track.
Oh, yeah.
You got off track. I'm staying on top.
Hey, I got...
Oh, my God.
I got this.
Just come on. Use the magic of noclip.
Will you be able to switch to the other screen's
blank?
No. Because that's funny stuff going on. Well, it was funny on Jesse's screen anyway for a little bit.
All I did was just turn around, and I just see everyone's just like, oh. Oh, boy.
Oh, was it? Oh, yeah, I'm feeling the same.
Oh, yeah, get rid of it. Wait, this is awesome. Everyone shut up.
Wait and see. Well, it's awesome, honestly.
Okay. Oh, God.
This is a moment of silence.
Oh, my God.
This is what movie is this?
What?
No, don't!
Okay, fine, so they want to say this is War of the
Rings. No,
of
the Rings. I can't.
God. Uh-huh.
Oh, wait, somehow I magically survived.
Whoa, Jesse,
wait,
how did you
science?
Joe.
It must have been. Oh, shit!
I saw that.
That was awesome.
Oh, no! Bye. Chelsea, you bitch! Yeah, I swear, I'm a champion!
Yes!
You stupid whore!
Yes.
Oh, wait, are you in here?
Wait.
Where the fuck are you?
Wait, guys,
get me up! Get me up!
No! Close the door!
Just close the door!
Because I'm in the way!
Close the door!
Just kill Jesse.
Just kill Jesse. I hate you.
Oh my God.
Don't worry. I'll interview
you. Who's that? Just someone.
Jesse, behind you.
There, now close the door.
Did that.
He died like a prank in front of me.
That's how you get things.
I'm gonna kill him.
He's dead tonight.
That was amazing.
I would have had that too if you didn't close the door. Aren't there things we learned about Left 4 Dead?
Oh, my
yes.
Tired
okay.
kid.
That was such a cool...
So,
Gilfman, he's still here.
Forums, blog, comic, and podcast.
At
all
least
new
I
features. And maybe a new video.
For our
who knows?
Hardcore
probably not.
Fan base.
We actually just... Yeah, we released back Friends of the Future. And no one knows
what?
If that's funny or not, so you be the judge.
Stop!
Portal 2 bug, we apologize if that sucks. It's Jesse's fault.
Leave me alone,
Jesse. Sure.
Cheats are on Jesse. You're not doing it.
Wait, how
did
you do that?
Yes, my girlfriend
actually
used to do
it. Don't cheat.
Yeah.
I should go on Armstrong. But
I guess we can turn on events.
There's too much new stuff.
Yeah, there's just too much content.
Yeah. They should go back to just having one video.
Guys, we are off topic. We need more. What else you got? Mike, give us a topic. Topic Master Mike, give us... What the fuck?
You guys want... According to this, it's time for the mic report.
Oh, it's time for the
mic report!
This is the best part of the podcast. Where all we do is talk about Mike.
We're gonna talk a little bit about Mike.
I hate when people talk about me, especially when people I know talk about me. So this is
you brought this upon yourself.
I did nothing.
Stop.
Mike's hair color today, indigo.
Mike, when's the last time you shaved? Because I think I was really interested about that. Last time. Well, what's the beard? We need a beard update here.
The last time I shaved was like, a few weeks ago.
You guys are really trolling.
Hey, look who got that off yet.
I just...
Wait, where are you?
I just keep getting fucked.
You guys suck.
Oh yeah, so Mike, beard report.
Are we supposed to go down there?
I told you, I shaved like 3 weeks ago.
Really?
3 weeks? Maybe.
So you're a dumb Mike right now?
Yeah. Oh, you're not looking like Doug?
Yeah, I don't look. I want to. I think I'm gonna get a haircut. Shave. It's really interesting.
Alright!
You're gonna get a haircut. Tomorrow.
This segment sucked.
Yeah, this segment sucked.
Yeah, so no one wants
to. Alright, so just
Let's talk about Matt Gelfman.
Matt Gelfman!
I fought a skyscraper yesterday.
A whole skyscraper?
Yeah, with a baseball bat.
Now I'm on it in the state of New York.
Too soon.
Oh, God.
No, I didn't mean that one.
That's not funny. Huh?
No, it's not terrible. Bad.
Yeah, well, it's getting
funny. Oh, God.
Where are we?
Well, I'll let everyone know first.
I'm gonna tag the skyscraper!
Don't.
You want to change or something? What do you want?
Oh, and Jesse, we just realized, is a singer of terrorists.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Tank.
He's let run through.
So am I.
Get out of my way. I'll leave you.
I was just literally stuck in a rock and hard place.
You mean my ass.
Yeah.
I guess we should talk about everyone got the new Pokemon game.
Oh, Pokemon.
Well, you guys, Kelsey,
yeah?
Review the Pokemon game.
It was awesome.
That's more, awesome. More.
Yeah, talk about it.
Yeah, talk.
Is it dead?
It had Pokemon, so I like it. It's Pokemon too.
Kelsey, you gotta talk more. They gotta know we have a girl here.
Yeah,
we own girls.
Is it dead? I think it's dead, Joe.
Yeah, and
it's
just
I've been
walking.
Heal!
Okay! I caught a flying Pikachu and two surfing Pikachus.
Oh, wow. I caught the,
anyone who was watching stopped cool. right there!
Shut up.
I went on a walk with my Pokemon today, and just after watching his experience, I felt so connected to him.
I fucking slapped my Pokemon.
I just...
They don't like me.
I felt our friendship growing every step I took.
Kelsey!
You ran in front of me!
I was walking!
Stop walking in front of me then! Shut up.
For those of you who know, I have a Cyndaquil.
So did I, and mine has been named Greenville.
Where are you going?
Oh, let's go, let's everyone. Yo, let's go, let's talk about Pokemon names.
No,
Joe, what's your
no,
Pokemon name?
No.
Joe.
What? Are you retarded? You name your Pokemon your name.
Oh, wait, oh, my Pokemon.
Your name is
name?
Something cool.
I don't name them.
Oh, what's your character's name? Just Joe?
Joe!
I named my Pokey face.
I'm saving Jesse.
Ow.
No, my main Pokemon's name is Gabe Newell after the greatest game ever of all time. Followed by my Gastly's name is Rob Walker.
What's yours, Mekko?
Wait.
That's stupid.
What the fuck is that?
Yeah, what is that? Maverick? What are you, Mega Man X?
Shut up.
My Pikachu is also named Michael Bennett.
Your name?
Right?
Kelsey,
yeah.
What are your Pokemon's?
Gabe Newell.
What?
Yeah.
Where are you? I will shoot you again.
Jesse, I love
Jesse,
don't see
the same person.
No, wait, it is Gabe Newell?
Why would you do that?
My Pokemon?
No, it's not.
Yeah, no, my Pokemon is.
No, it's not.
Not my lead Pokemon.
Oh, well, so you don't care. Don't you dare.
Oh, God.
I don't even know my names.
Oh, God.
Look, guys, Gabe Newell loves me more, so you can always be fine.
Guys, I don't want to shoot you, but I can't see you or hear you or anything, so...
We're not the leave me alone.
Marry one, kill one, do one, Gabe Newell, Bill Gates, and Will Weimer.
I don't know who Will Weimer is, so I'll kill him.
Not Will Weimer.
And now we're starting to spread of heroism!
Yeah.
Rochelle dies.
Yeah, no, kill one, marry one, do one... Gabe Newell, Bill Gates, and Rochelle.
Okay, marry Gabe Newell.
Rochelle.
Do Gabe Newell. You gotta do Gabe Newell.
Yeah, I would definitely do Gabe Newell.
Yeah, how would you not? If you marry him, you can do him whenever you want.
That's not
how marriage works, you idiot.
That's not how marriage works.
Yeah,
no, we're assuming
you're
it's
gonna
just
end up
like,
hitting Gabe Newell.
I think Bill Gates would be a terrific husband.
Yeah, I'd marry
him. I think Gabe Newell because I think he's very caring.
I'd kill Rochelle so
hard.
You're
neglecting
all that.
Why is there another one?
I think Rochelle's not a fair person to put in those questions because you're gonna automatically
kill
her.
Yeah, because that's like, I don't know.
Oh, wait, no, I got a good one. Rochelle, Hitler, and Mussolini. You gotta do one, kill one,
and
marry one.
I think I'd still kill Rochelle.
Yeah.
You wouldn't kill Hitler?
Hitler would respect you! not Gelf, man, Jewish.
Oh, yeah.
What, man?
Oh, yeah, man is
man
Jewish.
Man is Jewish.
Yeah.
It is.
Man?
Yeah. Huh?
It is?
Yeah, man is Jewish.
So you're saying that
God
is Jewish?
I believe in God. Huh?
Why? We get really religious.
Wait, people with man in their last names are always Jewish?
Most of the time, yeah. It's a Jewish name.
Are you Jewish?
Are you?
Yeah.
Because I think it's Montesano, not Manesano.
Yeah, that's very Italian. That's very...
Because aren't you Kelsey Silberman?
Yeah, my dad is Jewish, so...
Yeah, my dad's Jewish.
What about Jerry? Jerry's Jewish, and he's
DeFazio.
Who is Jerry?
DeFazio, man.
Because you're Jewish doesn't mean you have man in your last name, but if you have man in your last name,
that's what you just said. If A equals
okay.
B...
Okay.
Oh, man, I just evolved.
To what?
Matt Gilf.
Matt Gilf.
I just learned flamethrower.
Oh, God, no.
My Pokemon's freaking 35.
Oh, should we talk about the next upcoming video?
We need to talk about these men.
That's
not
allowed
to go out.
That's a secret.
I forgot, that's just for Jesse. It's actually not a video, it's live.
Oh, I heard a really funny term the other day, you guys want to hear it?
Joe, come over
the spank bang.
To me, right here.
You've never heard that before?
No.
What?
The spank bang.
What the fuck is that?
Pretty sure we just heard that movie today, Mike.
It was.
No, that was...
No, that was...
Spank ball.
Yeah. No, it was the Spank.
Was it?
It was in Kick-Ass. It was, I forget.
I don't know, but yeah.
But it reminded me of Spank Bank. And I just like Spank Bank because it rhymes. And it's really funny.
Yeah, you would like Spank Bank.
Oh, was that? Oh, the opening scene was just masturbating.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah, great way to open a movie, guys.
That's a Youth in Revolt
way.
No, that's a Youth in Revolt opening.
He didn't say that.
Oh, even better.
No, did you hear that? Said the Captain America movie opens.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, it's him doing it to Red Skull. that's what happens when
Red Brown. Guys, this is the job Johnny of the Depp, CIA. Captain America.
John Storm.
I don't
we have to do You know those, have you ever had to do one of those college surveys, like the teacher, you filled the survey of the teacher? I didn't know my teacher's name or the section I was in, so I just filled in my teacher was Johnny Depp, and for likes, I wrote, taught me a lot about the high seas, but for dislikes, I wrote one stop talking about goddamn sea turtles and I really hope they read it.
That's great.
I really hope my teacher gets fired.
Johnny Depp, where's all
wrong?
For life?
Sea turtles.
Oh, Jesse, why do you keep dying?
I don't know.
Are you guys still in Washington?
Yeah,
I can't. Dude, Kelsey's
alive. Yeah, this is the only Sour Patch in this field.
Yeah, maybe she didn't.
Kelsey's alive.
You're checking Facebook right now?
You're checking Facebook right now?
Oh, wait.
You're checking Facebook?
Yeah.
Where'd you get the extra?
Ed, man. I'll be your best friend.
Ed, Jesse, his name is,
Kelsey. Oh, bro! What a bro! No. Oh,
God!
Oh!
Seriously?
Jesse Goldsberry.
Yes, his name is Jesse
Goldsberry. I don't remember. Oh, yeah, you could type / Jesse Goldsberry, and you could actually find him. I forgot about that.
What the fuck? This is our third tank.
Do you have another Molly?
I'm out.
Oh, God.
Wait, it's gotta be close.
I only have a shotgun.
I'm throwing it up!
Okay, so Pokemon review, what did you guys think of the game?
Pokemon?
Yeah.
Not enough girls. Enough move action.
Did you guys go girl because you get more
money? Yeah, I went girl because you get way more money that way.
Yeah, one of our friends used to think that if you go girl, you get more money that way. Which is not
true. Which is obviously true. Anyone with a brain would know that.
So if you're stupid, then don't go girl.
I want this shirt.
Whoa, am I modeling that one?
No.
Whoa, what shirt is that?
I don't know, but the dinosaur wearing all
is that a
armor.
City on his back?
I think it's rocket launchers.
That is so cool. Yeah, check out tfury.com and you might see me because
I'm
safe!
Oh. I didn't know if you were getting the kids to the safety.
I said it.
He stopped following me anyway. I don't know.
Okay, so if you're cool, you'll go girl and you get heart gold. Because that's like all the cool
kids will get.
Oh, God.
Soul Silver's stupid. If you. SS stands for stupid soldier, so.
Stop it! Jesse!
What?
Stop shooting!
You guys.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God. Get him off. Get him off! Yo!
What? Oh. Right, got it.
Come on!
Wait, Corpse Hump.
They're gonna live you up!
I see you! You guys are so gay.
Hey, Kelsey, remember the time you closed the door on me?
I was safe. Doesn't even matter.
I'm giving Kelsey the middle finger right now because it's insulting.
I'm a poo-poo face.
I'm killing you, Jesse.
Are we still talking?
You.
If you shoot me in the game, I will punch you in the face.
Fine. Punch me in the face.
Okay, wait! Okay. To anyone who's still watching to this point, that means you clearly like something.
Yeah.
So,
tell us what!
Yeah.
Delphberry at Yahoo.
Tell us what you like.
Please, if you have any comments about
what board you have. Tell us, like, dude, you were talking about fucking...
Yahoo.
Killing
you're talking about promotions for too long. Just tell us so we can improve.
If you have any video ideas or anything,
there's a
nutmeg
in the toilet.
Email us.
Yeah.
We have no idea.
And if you tell us you watched up until this point, you get so many bonus points.
We'll give you a free something.
Yeah, you get a free something.
If we had something to give, we would give it.
Okay, you know what? I'll tell you what. I will give you a promotion.
That's nothing.
Wow. Joe will give you an official
promotion, guys.
That's
did
a big
you,
deal, Joe.
Maybe Jesse could make you a Left 4 Dead bag.
Oh, yeah, I made one of those.
Yeah, it's pretty spiffy.
Yeah, apparently I can sell.
And he makes voodoo dolls.
It's not a voodoo doll.
If you want a voodoo doll,
oh my God, I just have something pretty cool.
What?
Okay, I don't know if any of you guys out there actually have any of these games, but next time we do the podcast, we could do one with you guys, like in Team Fortress or something.
Oh, that'd be kind of cool.
We could all play Team Fortress.
No, that's too cool. No one's going to do it.
If you want to join up, yeah, or we could play Left 4 Dead with you guys. You get versus.
Yeah, and you could voice, maybe we could do something over Skype. You could just talk.
Yeah, something over Skype if we like you.
And give us an excuse.
If we don't like you, we just hopefully want to make fun of you.
Yeah, Joe, make sure you add, like, the email.
Should we see how long this is going?
It's been, like, 50-something. Or, like, 50
minutes?
I think it's, like, 40-something.
Should we end it? Oh, okay. It might end pretty well.
It's on one play. So we have, like, 80 minutes.
So this is it. We're now at the
finale.
Stunning finale.
Is this the final conclusion?
Of Evil Dead.
Is
Evil Dead if you haven't checked it out, be sure to check it out. www.evildead.redfilms.com.
And everyone knows the best way to help you people.
Matt Gelfman, Kurt McGelfman thought of the minute.
There's a shotgun. Pretty cool!
He's sleeping!
No, I'm not.
No. Everyone touches penis, though.
Now I'm sleeping.
So now?
Well, what's going on, man? Okay, guys, I have a really good idea for
that. That was a sneak peek into the next video.
Wait.
Who touches everyone's penis? This and more on Gelfberry.com.
What time is it? Why am I tired?
You think if it's 11. 11 o'clock, you think that in some law firm that's how you get promotions?
Touching penises?
No, you have to let them do it.
You know, you have to go promotion.
Oh, that'd be better.
Actually, I think I'm not
gonna
get it.
A million med packs?
Oh god, I just hit myself with the dispenser. I'm gonna take measure. You think Ricardo's gonna
listen
to this?
Where am I gonna upload this to?
Give the audio file to Jesse and he'll give it to you.
We have to give you, whatchamacallit? The server information.
Okay.
For you people who wanna know our Gelfberry password, it's S127.
We can put a trailer on the Gelfberry account with a link to mine.
That's what I was thinking.
Why'd you put a trailer up for a podcast?
Because we don't wanna put, like, 6 videos out. Because when subscribers don't subscribe, you put a lot of videos out that you're never gonna watch.
Put a trailer, yeah.
So, but just give a trailer, link it to my account. Like, if you want to see our podcast, go here.
Oh, I see. That's a good idea. We should all dance.
You could submit it to iTunes.
Oh, yeah, I'll do that too.
Like that.
We just want to get our content to you!
Yeah. Kelsey, if you have your favorite dance, what's your
favorite
dance?
If anyone has anything.
Dance?
Yeah, what's your favorite dance?
What does that mean?
What does dance mean?
Everyone follow me!
What is your favorite dance? What do you like to dance? If I start playing music and you like to dance, what would you dance?
That favoriting lesbian videos on YouTube. That's Kelsey's
funny dance.
Favorite
I don't see how
that
is a dance or is relevant.
No, you were dancing when you were doing it. You were like, this is my lesbian dance.
I will.
Are we gonna make this podcast family friendly? Should you beep all those words?
Dude, I've been saying fuck the whole time.
You can say lesbian. Those are all lesbian.
No, there's a show called The L Word, and I think it's either love or lesbian. I don't know yet. You can't say it.
Mike says that when he doesn't know what he's talking about.
They make the show. No,
on the Gelfberry podcast.
I'm the announcer. You can't narrate.
I can do the Aquaman voice.
That's not an Aquaman voice. Friends announcer. Yeah. Meanwhile, Aquaman makes a tuna fish.
No one cares what Aquaman says because he can talk to fish.
Okay, we can't all do the announcer voice, otherwise.
What if we all just.
Meanwhile,
Mike does the announcer voice.
Sometimes I think I'm a pretty boy, but no one believes
promotion,
me.
Promotion! Snooping as usual.
Everyone stop listening. Wow.
Are we still on?
Yeah, my voice is really hoarse. I've been talking like
hoarse.
I love
always want to be the guy who doesn't talk a lot, and I just end up talking the most.
No, my gum is not talking.
Yeah.
You're no help.
What the fuck?
What?
You only unload like half a couple of my face. But oh, hey, whatever.
That's what you're supposed to do.
It gives you, get more money.
I'm not the black guy.
Yeah,
I
mean.
It gives you more money.
Yeah.
No, yeah, that's why I play Zoe. He gets more money.
Yeah, no.
Everyone knows that.
You can buy more weapons with Zoe.
Yeah, there's a tank, guys.
Oh.
Aren't you guys done yet?
This is the finale.
Let's
so, finishing
well, hurry
thoughts
up.
Here.
Wait.
Finishing thoughts here, guys.
Hey,
oh!
Oh, tank down. I'm the tank Slayer.
Well, we got to.
Tank Slayer!
We paced it back easily.
Evenly.
Well, we got through all the topics.
We talked about
So to recap, Joe's really stupid. Kelsey doesn't say
I'm not stupid. I'm extremely attractive.
Jesse wears a top hat.
I am wearing a top hat.
Kick-Ass was really good. Clash of Titans sucked balls. The new comic.
It was very good.
It was mediocre.
Comic. No more arguing.
Yeah, we're not.
I can argue.
Comic, podcast, and blog updates coming. And if you join the forum within the first 10 users, you get something really cool.
Oh.
The mic report, nothing happened.
We should make posters.
We got some new videos coming out. Left 4 Dead sequel, obviously.
That's going to be a while. I wouldn't...
Not coming out anytime soon.
Yeah,
because
we got college and shit.
That's an idea.
Actually, I end college and... Oh, crap, smoker!
Jesse ends college, but we all still love college.
Yeah, for this... We don't have a...
We're lazy enough to begin with. The fact that we even make videos while they're still
like, the zombies, zombies like this.
Help me! It's huge enough. Oh, should we talk about... Joe and I just got Sam and Max, which is a really cool point-and-click adventure if no one's ever played it. Check it out. It's on Steam. The Penal Zone.
But we're both incredibly gay. The reason we got it was because we wanted the Team Fortress.
Yeah, the only reason we got it is because we play Team Fortress 2 a lot, too. Maybe we'll be doing that on this podcast from time to time to switch it up. And which is a great game. But you can get hats in the game, or items, and if you bought Sam and Max, they offered you a bunny hat, which was awesome, so we decided to get that. And a Luger and a Magnum, which was sick.
Now, does that work in, like, has it worked into the game?
It's just a skin.
They're just reskins.
Yeah.
Which is awesome, because they should be.
Which is really cool. Yeah, they should have done that for
fucking homewrecker!
The user content. Yeah. For those of you who played Team Fortress 2, the user content were so cool. I love the homewrecker and the pain train and the chocolate bar. But the fact that they have stats that just suck.
Wow, tank down.
Completely ruined it.
Yeah, it's like, I will never use any of those fucking things except maybe the pain train.
Yeah.
But it's like, even then, it's like, fuck it.
Because it's really stupid.
I don't know what I was thinking there. That was a fuck up.
Really glad these aren't skins, but yeah, Sam and Mac. I've only played it for like not even an hour, but I already love it. It's a really good game.
Yeah, it's incredibly fun.
It's really fun if you just don't like, if you just. Not if you want to kill time, but it's pretty much like it's one of those one click adventure games. It's kind of a really long movie, but it's still really good.
Somewhere.
Oh dear God!
I'm in the room.
Are you in the penal zone?
Ah, the tank's in here too. Tank's in here too.
Kiss it.
Where's the rescue, Joe?
Get away from me! Get away from me!
Ooh, he kissed you.
In the finger rod.
Oh,
really?
So,
yeah. What do you mean?
Wait, is it? Joe, I'm in the tank's in it though. Kelsey, shoot it. I swear, if I live somehow, or Joe shoot it. Oh my god.
Kelsey, you're gonna kill us all if you don't get in here.
Dr. Pajamas, I need you.
There's no Dr. Pajamas.
I'm going down.
Dr. Pajamas.
Bye, Jesse. Wait, no.
Dr. Pajamas.
I was in there.
You guys failed? That means we gotta extend it.
No, we didn't.
You couldn't help me out.
So
now what, we wrap it up with the credits?
Yeah.
What credits? We have no credits.
These are the fucking credits right here. Is this even recording? I don't know. It's gotta be recording.
You'll put like.
It's recording.
Mine's 117.
Oh, that's cool.
That's pretty awesome.
For those of you who don't get that, play Gears of War.
Yeah,
now we're 17. That's a good way to record how long the podcast goes, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
that's an hour.
Not bad.
Closing thoughts, quick.
Closing thoughts.
Mike.
I'm the host.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Mike Elfman.
Ooh, second most common infected.
Oh, my God. I know you're smiling.
I would.
Say something.
Screw it.
The podcast is over. You're ruined freaking everything.
It's not over. Did you finish?
Yeah, it's done.
Oh.
Good job, you slept through half of it.
No, it was like last quarter.
It's half. What closing comments? What do you feel? How do you feel about the flowers?
Lewis is the most
active. I wish I was sleeping in a bed then.
Okay, Joe.
Closing comments?
Yeah, well, how do you feel about
Mike?
Yeah.
I want to do you.
Okay. Kelsey, closing comments.
What?
How do you feel about noses?
I like them.
Okay, Jesse, closing comments. What do you think about penguins?
Except yours.
I like penguin suits. I like to be fancy in their suits.
Okay, I think butterflies are really pretty and they're underrated. So this has been Gelfberry Podcast episode 1. Thank you for listening and see you next week.
Oh.